The thoughts and opinions of the Ninja Please podcast are just that. These are just jokes, people.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the Ninja Please podcast. I'm your host, Starman.
Mackie O'Metal, the one and only Tanuki.
Ocean, a.k.a. Tony Munn Camera.
And you're listening to the Ninja Please podcast. Thank you for listening. Be sure to like, share, and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Stay tuned for more.
That sounds like some GMO shit.
Are you okay? So, Unilad. I love Unilad in their stories, man. They, apparently, there is a new tobacco plant that produces cocaine inside its leaves. That is yet to be seen, but let's dig further.
I mean, if it's a byproduct from photosynthesis,
cocoa plant.
No, it's a nicotine plant.
Erythroxylum coca plant. That's what it is. In China. Oh, they.
That's what it's naturally produced from.
Let me see.
They're trying to make tobacco more addictive.
They produce two enzymes that generate cocaine when the leaves are dried, known as ENMT4 and ENCYP8-1AN15. This meant that tobacco plant can produce methylalcohol. All right, cool. A tropane alkaloid found in cocoa leaves. It is its own leaves. In its own leaves. Hey, man. Hey. That's just what the U.S. needs. My thing is, why did y'all make that news?
I mean, it's bad enough that cocaine was derived from chocolate in the first place. Now you want it in tobacco.
Bro, I mean, but think about that, bro. Like, with the geoengineering and, you know, the scientists, bro. Like, think about the dope boy who got access to a college and some botanists and can see this story and be like, can you do that? Like, yeah, I can do that for my science project. Like, bro, I'll pay for it. I'll pay for it. And then next thing you know, it's just like, oh, I'm in Salem.
What we need to do is get the 87,000 IRS agents that Joe Biden brought then, and then bring them into the schools. That's what we need to do.
Like, bro, you do know that they are
IRS
economics majors, correct? You do realize that.
What are they going to do?
They're mathematicians, bro.
Audit children?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're going to throw their calculators.
How many schools do you think there are?
Where?
It don't matter how many schools there are. I mean, like, what do you think? They going to math a fucking active shooter away? Like, what, he's going to calculate how many bullets the man has and convince him that he doesn't have enough to shoot up the whole school? So he's going to be like, yo, you shouldn't even do it, because mathematically, it would cost you more to shoot the school, the gas and everything. Like, bro, what?
That shit bird was in the parking lot of my one chiropractor, my two.
A shit bird? What's a shit bird?
Walker. That shit bird.
He didn't come to my FVSU. I tell you that.
He was in the parking lot of my chiropractor and one of my favorite bars. Came on.
You were saying, I was just like, wait, what? What? I read the text and I was just like, oh, well, that's your boy. I mean, go ask him about vampires.
The crazy part about it was,
no, werewolves, because he used to want to be a vampire until he found out that werewolves could kill him. So he was like, shit, I want to be a werewolf.
The crazy part about it was, I got out, you know, Friday, I don't work. I work a half day, and I was getting off. I was finna go there. But I just went home instead. But I was finna go there. Mm-hmm. I had no idea.
It's people that really rock with him. I mean, it's people who really,
it's either like 79 people out there, bro.
I mean, it's people who rock with him on the contrary.
Parking lot.
That's what I'm saying. You get people that really rock with him, but then you got people who are just like, bro, you just the guy. You're just the chosen guy.
The guy that they need to hold control of the seat, so when they find you inadequate, they can replace you they really want.
You're not even a person. The fact that I know you're a true person, I'm not fucking with you. Leaving my house. Yeah.
They're not going to let that man, if he wins, they're not going to let that man sit there.
They just want him at seat control. Yeah.
Pay him money to get the fuck up out of there.
Yeah, or let him make himself look more like an idiot on a grander scale. So like, oh, you are definitely not qualified to be here.
Well,
we replacing you with him.
Someone brought up his license recently this week, and they were just like, because he got a tax credit on his Texas home, and they were just like, wait a minute, bro.
No, he got a tax credit on his Georgia home. He lives in Texas.
Hey, no, that's the point. The point was he got a tax credit in Texas. Texas. And the cats, they found out, was like, wait a minute, bro, you got some shit cooking in Texas. This, the law in Texas requires you to declare that that home is your primary residence in order to get that tax credit. So he told the state of Texas.
He's renting out his Georgia home.
So he told the state of Texas, this is my primary home. He told Georgia, in order to vote, I live at this address, but I actually don't live there. I'm renting that space.
Right.
So it's like, bro, one, you don't live here. Two, you renting that bitch out. Three, you just got a tax credit for 2022 in Texas.
Right, that we could easily see on your tax return.
Like, my nigga, like, you shouldn't even be allowed to run. You don't live here, bro. Like, you can't represent a state that you
don't live in.
You can't represent a state you ain't drinking the tap water out of, bro. Like, goddamn, bro. You got to ingest at least a year.
At least a liter. You know what I'm saying?
A gallon a month. You got to ingest a gallon a month.
And you gotta eat some red clay.
Of some Georgia water, right. Some Georgia water.
But you just can't be out here just flying into Georgia, right? You can't have no Airbnb and then be like, yeah, man.
Eating barbecue and talking about, oh yeah, I eat pecans and I love peaches. Like, bitch, get out of here.
Fuck out here, bro. Like. But hey, man, I mean, this ain't a political podcast. I'm just saying, bro. I hate the fact
it's a leisure.
I hate the fact that this comes down to Georgia, because I'm like, bro, like, y'all leave us alone, bro. Why y'all looking at us?
Right, because we on the national fucking scale. Oh, Georgia got to do a revote.
Warnock was the first black senator, and I thought about it like, wait a minute, that's our first black senator? It's like, yeah, bro, like, mm-hmm. It was Warnock. Like, damn, like, first black one's like, yeah, we tried to fuck to get Ossoff in there, but we didn't talk about the fact that, no, Warnock's first black one's like, yep. Oh, shit.
Yeah, because Ossoff was the only other person that they pushed as hard as Warnock.
Jewish person.
I don't know about that.
From Georgia, yes, he's the first. Yes, bro, I'm telling you, he's the first Jewish.
Who?
Raphael Warnock?
No, Ossoff.
Oh, I was about to say.
Ossoff. John Ossoff.
Yeah, don't tell.
His brother named Jack Ossoff.
Don't tell Kanye. That's my dog, bro. I actually
heard. Kanye's your dog?
No.
Whoa, the views and opinion of Starman.
Yeah.
Or only the views and opinion of Starman.
I'm a fan of Kanye. I'm not a fan of.
Whoa.
I'm not a fan of Kanye, as in Candace Owens. Yay! I'm not a fan of Kanye.
Listen, I don't even listen. Candace Owens is sitting home like, wait a minute. Hey,
once this ain't on me.
Hey, listen. I got him to this point, but
what you talking about, man? She whispers in, man. She calls him, "You go, boy. Go, boy. Go, boy." Like right now, that's what she doing. She.
Let's go.
That's Candace Owens. Every time Kanye turn off that camera, this man got. I know who Milo is, and I know who Fuentes is, and I'm just like, bro, this is contrarian to the entire. Bro, this is the definition of just going against the grain. This is just like, bro,
for the sake of doing it, just because
I'm sitting up straight stream, just because I was like, at this point, you just proving a point that you can swim out, you can swim upstream and come out on top.
Yes,
that's this whole thing right now. It's just like, bro, I'm gonna swim upstream and come out on top. Like, I'm gonna bet on me, because every time I bet on me, I double my bet. I always fucking win. So I'm like, hey, bro, like, just damn.
Can't deny him. Yay. Is going yay.
I just want a better game. Don't vote on that game. Damn, bro. I want it to be a different game y'all fucking putting the money on, bro. This is not... This shouldn't be a game. This ain't a game. This ain't... You know what I'm saying? This ain't the Titans versus the Eagles. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, no. This ain't football to put bets on. Because, of course, I bet on Jalen Hurts, and I'm a rich man for doing so.
He said, I'm a rich man for doing so.
Fuck you. I mean, Jalen Hurts.
Hey, man, they're going to be in the Super Bowl. They just ain't going
to. You know, he broke Mike Vick's record last week.
Oh, what?
He broke Mike Vick's, not just his Eagles record. He broke his record, period.
That's what I'm saying.
For most yards thrown and ran in a single NFL game.
Oh, okay. I can believe that.
Like I said.
A long time ago.
As long as this motherfucker don't come out with no damn.
Mike Vick went to prison, bro.
And even... in the High Castle music video or no song. Call Zeke Heil or Mein Kampf for some shit.
He is, bro. Did you not see the shirt that he's coming out with?
No, that's the shirt. I saw that shit. I saw the design.
That's what got him kicked off of Twitter.
Yeah, exactly.
I was just talking about Mein Kampf in the parking lot.
Like this motherfucker.
Bro, when I saw the shirt, I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. When I saw the shirt, I was just like, chill, bro. At that point, I was just like, bro, chill. Chill. Like, chill, bro. Like,
he got it.
Because I was like.
He got the motion. My bad.
thought. It was
like ADHD.
I'm squashing inside the star, David, bro. I'm like, cut it out, bro.
Just stop, dog.
Just stop, bro.
You finna fuck everybody up.
Like, yeah, this is not even our battle. There you go. Just shot put them. There you go. Ah, she fuck got up it.
Everybody.
Oh, she got it.
Oppression got her.
She got it, bro. She knew what she was doing when she came.
Both of them. That's what I thought.
Exactly. The Pepper Girls who tied should have got a scholarship. Don't make them compete again. Let's see, go. This is what America fucks up, bro.
Yeah.
This is what America fucks up,
That's what
up,
I thought
bro.
They was going to do.
Instead of giving the both of y'all the gold medal.
We consider two people that tied to be both losers because neither one of y'all won.
Instead of it being if you tie, both of y'all win. A tie is both of you lose.
Yeah, I don't like that, bro. A tie should be both people win, bro.
And they going. They still going. Give them the fucking money. Give them both the money. They going to pick the white girl. Of course they going to pick her. They gave it to her.
Not on national TV.
They gave it to her, bro. They going to talk about hers winning first.
They called the clock. They called it.
They going to talk about hers winning first. That's a tie, bro. That's a tie.
That's a tie, bro.
That's a tie. That's a tie. They finna give it to her.
No.
Damn, $100,000. They finna give no black girl $100,000, bruh.
No.
What?
No, hold up.
How did they put her name on there so quick?
They had both of them two checks.
That quick?
Yeah. No, they had
bro,
two checks.
Out. Nah, bro. This ain't right. That shit was a
what?
Why I can't rewind this shit, bro? I should have been recording this.
Oh, nah, Twitter for nah.
Twitter Dr. Pepper. Like Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper finna have to pay.
Y'all are dead. Dr. Pepper is dead.
Bro.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, hold on.
You hear the crowd booing.
Damn, Georgia, they booing.
Oh, yes. And they talk about congratulations to the both of you. Bro, ain't she from Baylor?
I would say that's what her tuition already paid for.
They booing. Booing.
Yes. And she won the tiebreaker yesterday, too?
No, this was they take this. Oh, what the...
No, that couldn't take that. That just happened.
Yesterday, too.
She won something else.
Yeah.
Bro.
Old girl got that, so I want to thank God.
Thank you, guys.
Oh, that shit is... The Dr. Pepper challenge is already fucking trending.
Trending, bro.
Oh.
They finna light their ass the fuck up for that shit. Boom, my remote, man.
Right there.
The sound remote.
Fuck you.
Your boy Elon Musk is supposed to be dropping what happened on Twitter to the Hunter Biden laptop story. Which I talked about that shit like a year when it came up ago. Let's try that again.
I was gonna let it pass, but you called it.
Okay. Yeah, let me try that again. But that story came out and it was immediately quashed. Like it was quashed within like hours. Like the story came out like Hunter Biden on like a crack bender. Dropped his laptop off to a random motherfucker in Maine and some shit like that. And the dude was like, yo, you're Hunter Biden. I'm like, why the fuck are you giving me your laptop? He's like, I'm on crack. Just doing shit. And the story just like went away. Like, no, that shit didn't happen. Like, poof. And it's just like, it just disappeared from the internet. But Elon Musk is saying that at 5 p.m. Pacific time, he's dropping what happened on Twitter in an effort for free speech for the right, not necessarily for the left, but we need to have free speech and we need to have full transparency and we only need to talk about the bad things that going on in the liberal spaces because...
Yeah, shit keeps going on. I get the feeling that Elon Musk is going to be the one...
To run for president, too?
No. To fucking declassify.
I think the ultimate thing is, like, think about it. This happened when Jack Dorsey... Like, this originally kicked off when he owned it. So, when Jack Dorsey owned it, and someone is basically... Like, the New York Post wrote an article with published findings, and... They prevented the news from going out and suspended and saying you violated. We ain't gonna even tell you what you violated. We just telling you violated.
Bro, that
shit
is what TikTok's doing.
We gonna keep you from, like, you couldn't share that shit in a private message. Mm-hmm. Like, you trying to give someone a private message of, hey, man, click this link. It's like, nah, bro. Anytime that code, that link, that directs to this site, mm-hmm. it's on this site, you block. Mm. And it's just like, damn, what's the whole point of even having something like Twitter if you gonna do that? So you Elon
control
Musk...
control the info stream, dog.
Elon Musk says, if you know what? If I own Twitter, what I do is just let y'all do this shit free-formly and y'all can just go at it. Mm-hmm. So he's trying to be the savior, but then it's like, you put yourself immediately in the other position now that you're the owner. You're no longer the guy on the outside who can say that.
Right.
You own this shit. So now it's like, are you really going to be transparent or is it going to be in your best interest to be private?
Oh, I'm definitely certain that Elon Musk is going to let that shit be what it is. He going to let motherfuckers say whatever they want to say.
Shit, he banned Kanye yesterday for the... Because
that shit's just wrong. That shit's just wrong.
But
that's the
what
whole
about
point?
Free speech?
Like, is
that should be able to say,
nigga,
like,
wrong
should
is
be
wrong,
able to
nigga.
Yell fire in a crowded movie theater.
Wrong is wrong.
According to Elon Musk.
But that shit is subjective. And the thing is, there's no clear outline as to how subjective that shit is and what
you need
terms violated.
But you
violated.
Just have to have some
wrong is wrong.
Modicum.
Evil is evil, bro.
I agree. I'm not disagreeing with that point at all. Not in any form or fashion. The problem is you don't have people that view that the same.
I mean, but if you... And I agree that if somebody is stuck on a spike and they on fire, that's wrong. You shouldn't show that. But somebody posted on Twitter, hey, that's free speech. It's not wrong to me. Hey, bruh, that's wrong. Wrong is wrong. Gotta draw the line.
And that's the thing. There's not a definitive line.
He's giving you one.
That can be drawn.
He's giving you one.
Ooh.
Elon Musk, he giving you one. He say, if you put shit like that on my version of Twitter, I'm gonna block that shit.
He's talking about specifically Kanye.
He's giving you the point right there. If you put shit like this across the board, if you can equate it to that, it's wrong.
But everything up until Kanye is fine.
No.
You know some of the tweets with the video that were heavily streamed? If you go back and look at the... You know how you sent me like links to some of those videos? Those videos have been taken down.
Oh, Alex Jones. I know.
A lot of those.
He's going to get sued again.
He's like, no longer trustworthy in the public eye, bro.
He's about to get the shit sued out of him. Like,
they want to shit him into the ground, dog. They want to get rid of all his money, all his credibility.
All the money that he would make?
Yeah, you know what? I feel like Alex Jones knows something that they not finna let him say.
I mean, that he die on that hill, though, because that's his whole brand.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
That knows the one thing that they don't want you to know.
That's why they endear pheromone pills.
No. So the fact that he got hit with $1 billion, it doesn't serve... It simultaneously serves as we're going to further discredit you in the sense of people who never gave you credit. But in the sense of people who follow you, that's proof of what you're saying is...
And they're gonna donate.
Always make sure that, hey, bro, I'm gonna support you.
And that's
it's
why.
$1 billion.
Yeah.
All right, man, I'm gonna try to find.
The thing is, they got enough money to wait that out. So that's what they doing. They running them through the ringer. Like, you gonna run out eventually. The supporters you got ain't got enough ends like how we do.
He just filed this week for personal bankruptcy. Before it was just
because they killed
now
him.
Now it's like
he don't have
coming for your real assets.
He's gonna have to separate his assets from his fucking.
So that's
business.
What I gotta liquidate everything.
When you have the interview you just have, it's like, well, what you got to lose, man? What you got to lose?
Everything.
Trust me, they will find it.
Everything.
They will find it.
That's what they showing you.
If you wanna juggle with the fireman, bro, go ahead, bro.
Listen. In 2 weeks, you're going to come out. Kanye was like, that wasn't even me on Alex Jones. That was a robot. You ain't see my face. I had a goddamn black mask on. Alex Jones finna get persecuted for this shit, bro. We don't even know.
Lying.
We don't even know if that is actually Kanye out there.
Do that.
That could just be
some... Were we not talking about deep fakes earlier?
That is just
that
some...
That motherfucker will turn around and say he got deep fakes, bro.
That is just some nigga in a mask named Steven.
And they deepfake my voice
you
and
see
all
it.
This kind of shit, bro. Like,
you see it. Listen, at the end of the day, W starts with a D.
Scopes was not wrong about that. Scopes was not wrong about that.
Okay, you see it. Remember W starts shit, with the D.
Remember that shit.
Bro, y'all just blew my whole
mind. Listen, and then when we go back to the Jews.
Hold on. Bro, that's the way this whole shit started. Like, we ain't doing that. That's counterproductive, bro. That's where this whole shit centered. This whole shit just came from.
But for real, I honestly feel like they just trying to play the long game on both of them.
People gotta ask the right questions, right?
Is his LeBron James. I got a legit question.
What?
Is that little Steam player still doing shit?
I mean, you can buy it, but some people pulled music off of it because of some kind of money dispute. Like, something got pulled. Because that's my issue with, I wouldn't mind having a STEM player, because it looks like a cool piece of technology. My issue with the STEM player,
The STEM player is not a Steam Deck. Those are not the same thing.
The STEM player is cool, but my whole issue is like, bro, you telling me, If I ever get to a point where I just need to update this bitch and plug it into the computer to update it, in that moment you can swipe my whole shit. Because I had it when I downloaded a game and I went to play the game one day, and it was like, nah, bro, we don't own the rights to this game, so you don't own this game. And I'm like, what the fuck? Since stuff like that happens with movies and stuff, the STEM player is subject to that same type of scrutiny. That's not the word I want to use, but you know, the same type of thing can happen to it. But nah, man. Ooh, but I don't know, man. When it comes to Twitter right now, I feel like Twitter's gonna self-govern itself. But I feel like an open, free space to kind of like dig your own grave. If you know Twitter's the graveyard, I just think we need to be honest about Twitter the grave. If you want to go to Twitter and dig your fucking social grave, that should be, you should know that, hey, I'm taking this leap, Hail Mary, full of faith, I'm going with it.
And I just want y'all to know that Twitter is going to be nothing but a database for the robotic overlords to understand and learn social dynamics and social interface. I just want y'all to know.
It's already done.
That's what it's gonna be.
Yeah, that coat right there.
Elon Musk bought it so he can put that shit in the Neuralink monkeys that he killed.
Oh, because them bitches supposed to be going to market next year, bro. Like,
monkeys or the...
No, the Neuralink. It's gonna be starting human trials next year.
Right, he's trying to raise money. You can get a discount on a brand new Tesla now.
Yeah.
They're doing up $3,000 to $5,000.
Because this motherfucker has ramped up all kind of shit they got going on.
He really got
the boring company.
People that make flamethrowers.
Yeah, the one that everybody don't look over here. They doing the shit, bruh.
Oh, you remember last week I was just talking about like how they were about to have like human level artificial intelligence. Like it's almost there.
Oh, we gave it to them.
We gave it to them. One or two. Like, there's definitely human-level artificial intelligence now. But, I mean, like, mass-scale things.
Skynet.
That shit's here.
Not even necessarily Skynet. Like, it is here. It is here. It just hasn't been proliferated enough.
We ain't got the Apple version of it yet.
Yeah, like, it just
they don't know how to market it yet, bro. Boston Dynamics told you 10 years ago that we was already here, bro.
Okay, so let's go here. Let's go here right now. So, early this week, y'all sent the clip went out about
San Francisco.
Bro, I thought that was a spoof.
No.
Hell no. That's fucking real.
Like, the way they even talked about it did seem like it was out of a movie. I went back and rewatched. I was like, bro, why y'all talking like this a goddamn movie?
Because they had to tiptoe around that shit. This is some real shit, and they were all genuinely uncomfortable.
So, San Francisco has, right now, it's up for vote whether the police of San Francisco can use said
remote control
military grade robots
with deadly capability.
Not just because they have the capability, but the exercise, giving them the right to exercise on your behalf.
Yes.
No fucking sir.
Passed this week. Next week, they vote for them to implement the shit, which means these niggas said, you know what? That sounds like a good idea.
But, like, the point that I had brought up on on the.
Then the government.
You gotta pull that up because I need to see that because the guy said.
In Texas, y'all remember the guy that was killing the cops?
No, you gotta pull that up. The guy in Texas who died.
Oh.
Because the dude in this interview already said, he was like, yo, we tried that shit in New York last year when everybody was under quarantine and the public did not like it. We had the dogs.
Yeah, that's it. They had the dogs.
And they didn't like that shit. And y'all coming in with the little tank with the gun on it. Of course nobody's gonna like that. But he was saying that in Texas, they used this robot to kill somebody. And I need to see that. I need to see the article for that.
That article.
I got it.
I'm gonna pull it up, but you remember the, like, you know the shooting I'm talking about, right?
Nah, this was in 2016. No, I don't.
In Dallas, it was a black guy that killed a bunch of cops. He got mad about the Black Lives Matter stuff that happened, and he started shooting police in Dallas, and they went on like a massive hunt for him, and to find him, they used a fucking. He was in a garage parking deck, and they brought up a robot that dropped an explosive and killed him.
Yeah, we saw no other option but to use our bomb robot and place a device on its extension for it to detonate where the suspect was. No, this isn't the same as that.
No, it's not the same as that, but what I'm saying is that set a precedent for that because they've never fucking sent a robot to kill somebody before that happened.
And technically with this, yeah.
This was published 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember them killer robot.
And the black dude was like, look, man, I'm not with this shit. I don't like it.
Killer robots.
Yeah.
Y'all remember BattleBots?
Yeah, but that was different.
There it is. That's the conversation. Like, that's where you play politics right there. Because ultimately, it's like, regardless of what the robot can do,
what it's going to do is kill people.
No. This is not war. Like, these are weapons of war.
Used on civilians.
On civilians. Like, bro, that cannot fly. I've seen Chappie, bro. Like, this can't.
That's exactly where my mind went, bro.
It's like,
y'all tried to show me that little baby tank. But then Elon Musk already talking about his robots coming out and the women robot, the female version of his robots, he's got the gyro something something, can do 2 times what the basic version of his Tesla robot can do. And he said you should be able to outrun it. Yeah.
You stay in shape. The robots are coming.
So what? That's the solution for the robots is never to give them the chassis that can compete with humans on a...
But that's the thing about it. The human level intelligence of AI, it is here. And it, when it gets to a point, Terminator, those type of movies, the causation type of thing, the robots, it wasn't that they didn't like us.
It was just at the end of the equation, they knew that the humans were the weak link. Like, in order to solve all the problems that you made us robots for,
it is fucking humans.
Get rid of the humans.
Get rid of the humans.
And they can't live together. They won't stop killing each other. They won't stop cussing at each other.
They won't stop fucking.
They won't stop polluting the earth.
Yeah, we can't. Yeah, bro. Like, before you try to insert a like robot slave class, you really got to figure out your own brand of classism.
They keep saying the three robot rules are gonna set that shit.
The robotic version of Namor gonna come home and see his mom being a vacuum, just sucking up dirt and people in the dirty home. Like, no, my mother.
And that's what's gonna fuck that shit up. Yeah, his mom's a little Roomba.
Yeah.
And you see the cat sitting on top of it just riding around. Like, this is my mother? No. And then that motherfucker decides and goes Ultron on everybody and it's over with.
And the Roomba becomes a fucking Power Ranger Zoid.
Hell no, his mom, hey, the Roomba's still gonna be the little Roomba.
That was funny though. And in Black Panther 2, the way when the queen asked Shuri, she was just like, oh, so you got to kill a robot. She said, Mom, this is not a sci-fi movie. And right. I was just like, what? Well, Ultron did happen. And then a couple scenes later, they went on
to address that.
Shuri goes on to allude, like, you know, how she would address, well, how she would have addressed Ultron.
Mm-hmm. Like, which leads me to believe that motherfucker's still out there.
Ultron won, but no, this
at least
this was the thing about Ultron though. My issue with Ultron was, bro, Riri Williams is a bad motherfucker. Like, this is a bad bitch, bro, because she figured out that hey, vibranium makes a a frequency.
It creates a field. Yeah,
creates a frequency that you can hone on to. It's a very unique frequency that it emits. Ultron, with this vast knowledge of the internet and everything it consumed, Ultron never motherfucking thought, looking for vibranium. Because
first off, the government didn't know about vibranium like that.
And there was no information on the internet to find for him to figure it out.
There you go.
Ultimately, like, it's just like, right. Bro. That's ultimately like, yeah, Ultron, I defeated with fake information, bro. Sure, it just alleges that, hey, I would have fake news this nigga to death.
Yeah, right. If your main source of information is the internet, fake news him to death, bro.
Like, damn. But yeah, no one thought of it then. It was just like, damn, bro, Ultron didn't even think to look for vibranium Earth.
I mean, even when they were trying to figure out how to get the stone out of Vision's head, when she was like, well, why didn't y'all just rewire him in sequence and pull the stone out? They're like, we didn't think of it. Like, yeah, of course. She's already outside the box. Y'all motherfuckers don't know. She got a 3D printer that could make artificial heart-shaped herb, dog.
Yeah, that's how Peter was making all his gadgets until he let Mysterio and him fuck his life up telling lies and trying to aggravate the doctor.
Man.
Fucking Doctor Strange shit down, Peter. You had this whole machine. Can make you anything you want.
Anything.
Same thing Shuri had. It was just like, yeah, bro. Like, you had the start version of it.
Oh, speaking of which, I got to double back to that. That was Trevor Noah.
Mm-hmm. He was the voice of her AI. I learned that after the movie as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's why he's leaving.
He's getting Marvel money, too.
That's why he's leaving.
He's the new Jarvis. He's the new Jarvis.
I wonder he's leaving the Daily Show. Dating Dua Lipa and being damn Jarvis.
I had to put this shit on here, dog, because
B21.
They've been testing that bitch for the last 20 years. 30 years, excuse me.
It bitch a whole UFO and we just
talk about it. And it don't look like that. That motherfucker is a UFO, because when they wheeled it out, I was like, nah, bruh. Talking about it's nuclear powered? Nah, bitch. That's a goddamn reverse engineered UFO, dog. That is a reverse engineered UFO. They need to show that video of them wheeling. Look at that shit, dog. That's what people been seeing. But them bitches is here, though.
The cover on.
Yeah, them bitches is here.
That's an artist rendering of it.
That's the original bomber, though. That's the original B2.
Yeah. That this is a B-21 Raider artist rendering graphic. But that shit don't look like that.
Hell yeah.
This right here is the real motherfucking deal.
Play the video so you can see them wheeling that shit out there. Like, y'all motherfuckers done reverse engineered some UFO shit and super proud of it. They was super proud of that shit, dog.
They over there causing shit. Y'all seen that massive ass fucking tidal wave take out that cruise ship?
Yeah. Hey, flame on, dog.
I told you gotta miss it.
Hold on, that nigga. I'm gonna stop back. I gotta go back. Damn. Oh my mouse.
Cause the thing about it, bro, this is not made up. This is the real song from the episode.
Oh, for real? Hold on. What you said?
The one that I posted?
This is the one you posted.
That's the actual song. Oh, no, that's not it. No, hold on.
I hope you like it.
No.
Can y'all teach this?
try to play you for a fool. Like you see a girl who's unique, it's a treat, cause she's sweet, and she really seems to knock you off your feet. You wanna say hey, but you don't, you don't. Your mom says tell her how you feel, but you won't, cause you're just too cool to tell her truly. Get your feelings all getting unruly, don't try to school me. So she passes you by in the hallway. You're staring at the wall, trying to play while I say that you're cool. What? Really cool, slick, just like ice. But she didn't realize you never get this chance twice. So you're busy playing cool.
No, that is it. That is it. That is it. Yeah, that's the real song.
Bullshit, bro.
That's the real song. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Flame on.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Flame on. And on and on and on and on.
Yep. Yes, it is. No, it is. Go to that one. That's the same. Go ahead. Because you got to find the actual episode and find the Mole Man episode. That's it. That's it.
Bruh.
That's it.
No.
Yeah, I told you. I couldn't believe that song went so hard.
Nigga, shut up, bro. This shit from the episode, and that's what we saying, bro.
Yo, yeah, because keep flame on. Look it up yourself. Type it in. Type in that episode. That is it. Because that's not Eminem. You know
it
that's
got
not Eminem.
We're in the corner and on it because they're local.
Bro, this shit was uploaded 15 years ago, bro. This ain't no deep fake bullshit.
That's it, dog. Because I was watching it on Twitch. When I was watching the old episodes on, of bro. Power Rangers, bro.
15 years ago.
Yes.
Bro, this is the Mandela effect, bro.
No, it's not. Yep, see, please rewind Human Torch song, Disney Plus, What If. Go, you can type that one in. It's you. Yep, you can watch it on Disney Plus.
I gotta go see that shit on Disney Plus.
Bruh.
Bro, play the song again, bro.
Hey, you said play the song again, bro. Hey, nigga, we got sleepers now. This nigga.
We got analysts.
Johnny Storm, dog.
Johnny Storm performing his own song. Boom, boom,
boom. Oh, no, nigga. Yeah. This guy's the kids logo.
Yes. Hey, that's it.
Hey. This is
Johnny Storm, duh.
Try to play you for a fool. Like you see a girl who's unique. It's a treat, cause she's sweet. And she really seems to love you.
Bro, what the fuck?
You wanna say hey, but you don't. You don't. Your mom says tell her how you feel, but you don't.
Disappeared out that bit.
Cool to tell her truly. Get your feelings all gay and unruly. Don't try to school me. So she passes
bro,
you by
like...
in the hallway. You're staring at
the no, my mom.
Johnny Storm going in, dog.
We got sleepers today. Welcome to Ninja Please Out the Darkness.
Brian Austin Green.
Yo, you went in. Your flow was killer, bro. Flame on. It goes on and on and on.
All right, bro. That's enough internet for me for tonight, bro.
Johnny Storm
bro,
roasted
I just thought that
shit.
Was a cool ass, like, spoof somebody did. It was just nope. Like, oh, damn.
That was the real episode, dog. Yo, I'm sorry, but the score is 50-30 with 3 minutes left
bro.
In the fourth quarter.
I'm just not over that. I'm not over that shit. I'm not over that shit.
Bro, that shit was hard.
Yes.
Yo, that shit just made the list of my... That shit just made the list of my favorite things of 2022.
Yes, though.
Brian Austin Green, bro, you got it.
You killed that shit.
Bro, you got
it. Flame on.
Flame on. And it goes on flame and on and on. Flame on.
Yeah, you gotta, your eyes gotta close.
Right. Flame on.
Okay, so
that is hard.
That's hard.
Yes. Crazy as fuck.
So next year they're making an anime about pole dancing.
Hey,
they made an anime.
Okay,
the about anime booty bumping.
It's Kaizo, and that whole anime is butt fights. Butt fights. Yeah, that's the whole anime.
Booty
is
bumping.
Fight. Booty bump fights, bro. These girls.
It's gonna be what's his name thing.
Who's that?
God, it just left.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they got arrest warrants.
The emperor, but nobody's been arrested yet. The parents said ain't nobody been arrested.
It about to be.
And I don't think old girl was actually a girl, bro. That's a nigga, because I saw pictures of her. She's a nigga, dog.
You know, that was the thing.
I'm talking about the girl who beat her up. That's what I'm saying. Nigga, like, dog.
They saying that's a transsexual person, but I don't.
I mean, they all was like hairdressers and shit together and whatnot. Like, bro.
I think the original, what fucked it up is the original reports was people trying to say Cinquilla was a trans person. And that's what they had her fucked up. Because they called it femicide and people ain't heard that. And I'm not familiar with the term. I had to look it up, but CNN broke it down. A bunch of people broke it down. It was just like the killing of a woman because her gender. Like, that's the definition of a femicide. You killing kill a woman because she's a woman.
Yeah. But I don't even think it was that. It's just because they had to use that as a justification because we don't know why the fuck she killed her. All we know is they let them niggas fight.
But that was
she
the crime.
Beat the dog shit out of her, and you saw her break her back in the goddamn video. Like, and you saw pictures of old girl who she fought against. Like, yeah, that looks like a dude, bruh. And all the other dudes who were down there with y'all were frail or, you know, broke wrists. Like, come on now.
Flame on. Flame on. And it goes on and on and on.
Bruh. She didn't deserve that. She paid for everybody's trip down there. Like, yeah, there's something to this
shit. They all put into a pot. They felt schemes. Like, that whole thing, like, watching it, like, just kind of reading up on the story, you got the sense of, like, people who not only did they not have your best interests,
they were plotting against you.
It was malicious intent.
Yeah.
To, like...
There's four videos that the police know of, and we've seen two of them. We saw the one with the fight, and we saw the one when she was looking for him in the room talking shit. There's two more videos. The one when, what was the old girl's name? Snow or whatever her name, the light-skinned chick. Talking about she choked her out and then slammed her on the ground again. And then there was another video. But we ain't seen them two.
Yeah, I don't like it. No, sir, I don't like it.
Shit don't add up, bruh. And then the one random dude, he was like, yeah, I wasn't even down there. I didn't get that till the day after or the day of when she died and then shit happened.
Somebody called that girl mama, said the alcohol poisoning. Then it was just like, bro, we find her autopsy, bro. It was not enough alcohol in her system to be poisoned.
To die that way. Like, and bro, it was clear that she had spinal and neck.
Like, nigga, she had a glass of wine. What really happened? You know what I'm saying?
Not even that. There was like three videos then, because the other video was them drinking and partying earlier on when they were eating and shit. And they're like, yeah, get drunk. And it's like, y'all trying to boost her up to drink.
Yeah. Don't get what's coming.
Dejanay Jackson was arrested for taking the life. She's being held currently in custody.
Yeah, that's the one they think is a transvestite.
Say jealousy, bro. They just hating. She thinks she better than us. All types. You never know, man, when stuff like that happens.
She thinks she better than you. Why the fuck would she take you to Cabo, bro? Come on now.
Flex. You know what I'm saying? You gonna take the free ride, but you mad because they spent the money. You feel like they throwing that shit in your face. You know what I'm saying? Like, all y'all put y'all bread in there to get there. You know what I'm saying? Y'all set time away so y'all could do this whole thing. You know, but her family's straight, bro. I mean, in the sense of, like, the comfort they've received from strangers. I feel like they're going to be fine in the sense of, you know.
They can get the answers.
Like, yeah, I feel like hopefully they will get the answers, but I feel like either way they're going to get support from, like, people who didn't even know her, ain't never met her, going to be like, bro, this is fucked up. I'm pouring my love into you, my support financially. You know, I hope y'all can heal from this. Because, you know.
Everybody done dealt with fuck-ass not friends who went along for the ride and then wanted to complain the whole trip.
See, this is the type of shit that's going to make a Care Bear come and kill you in your sleep. Like exactly. Said, a Care Bear putting a pillow on your face as you slept.
Hell yeah. It's just like, you didn't think you could die that way. Yeah, you can.
Be like, hey, one of them after school specials when they do the super extra crossover mm-hmm. event, everybody get there. It's like, that wasn't real friendly of you. You weren't a real friend. Yeah, right. That's what friends don't do. Friends don't do that. Elmo get up there. It's like, friends don't be friends. And you're like, oh, shit. But Elmo come in that bitch, and it's like, oh, it's over.
They going to blast you with the Care Bear stare, and they don't.
They blast you with the blue gun.
No, hell no. Like you said, that motherfucker come in and drown you out with a pillow late in the pillow, evening.
Bro. All these, think about a bunch of toy animals suffocate you to sleep.
They take the stuffing out of themselves and
put it in your mouth.
Right. You see that motherfucker, his stomach is glowing, and you think he's going to hit you with the beam, and he never does. He's like, oh, no, we have ways of dealing with you.
Like, think about Elmo.
They just going to love him to death, dog. They just hug him.
We talking about Elmo going in your ass, coming out your mouth and laughing.
You're going to die.
Yep. See, they just going to love him to death, dog. They hug him. They hug him.
Run that song back one more time.
Flame on.
That's the name of the episode, bro. Flame on, bro. That's it. That's the name of the episode. Flame on, bro. This nigga in this damn song, bro.
That's crazy.
Around with Johnny Storm, bro.
Bro. That's crazy. TikTok shit, bro. They fooling you. But when I went on YouTube, it's like, oh, wow, this video's been out 15 years. Lo-fi wasn't out 15. Okay. That shit sound like something from the Samurai Champloo soundtrack, nigga. Like,
you gotta make a video, man.
God damn. Oh, and this nigga done brought Johnny Storm back, bro. This nigga burned up the booth. Blaze met the man like, what? Johnny Blaze? No, nigga,
Johnny Storm, my nigga.
Shit, bro, Flame on, bro. That
not the Ghost Rider, the Human Torch, my nigga.
Damn, bro. I never pass up the chance. I know the story seems wrong. Nigga, ain't living, bro. This nigga live, bro.
Brian Austin Green, bro. Hope you.
No, look at the animation clip I don't find.
That is the worst picture ever. Oh my god.
Nickelodeon shit is this, bro.
Let me see if he got some more music online, bro. What if all his shit sound like, bro?
Man, got that one song. You might find that. Hey, tweet that nigga. Hey, bro, send me that MP3.
I need it. If nobody else respects you, we do.
This can't be the same person. Megan Fox, how did she get in my thing? I was talking about green eyes. Okay. Wait a minute, what? This cannot be the same. So this is Brian Austin Green, Megan Fox's ex-husband.
And how'd you get him the one that did the song?
I Googled it, nigga. I asked it.
It might be that nigga from Horse Girl. Hey, that shit.
Maybe?
They fucked me up when I watched that movie, how this nigga talking all this rap shit, and you like, bro, you don't shut the fuck up.
Like, he got some flow.
Shit kind of fire, but
he's got some flow.
Yo, I think I think Currency gonna hop on the remix, nigga. Damn.
With that pink ass make you invisible ninja suit.
Oh, yeah, man. DC said they're going to send more projects to Amazon, like Amazon Video. instead of putting it on HBO Max, man. I don't know what the fuck, but the CEO of Warner Discovery, David Zasloff, Zasloff, whatever the fuck, yeah, he says their content is not going to be contained strictly to HBO Max. He says it's going to come out on other avenues.
Well,
this is amid the Cartoon Network and Warner Brothers Animation merge. Happened in August. Damn. All right.
They're losing out on DC shows.
Yeah, it said it remains to be seen what they're actually getting, but I guess they're going to get something. I mean, honestly, shit, why not, bro? They got, because you know what? I've suspected the same studio that does Invincible is doing some of them DC movies. So I kind of just see it's like, imagine you asking somebody to work on a project for you, and they're like, yeah, as soon as we finish season 2 Invincible, it's like, oh, y'all doing that too? And it's like, yeah, man, you know.
And the thing about it is, Invincible's already,
bruh,
they doing like,
bruh,
2.5. Like, what's up?
Have you been digging on in dark interwebs?
Yes.
What happened?
Brian Austin Green.
Why do you start with that name specifically?
Nigga, I told you, I Googled who made this song, and that's okay. Who came up.
Okay.
That is who's credited to this shit.
Okay.
He is an American actor, rapper, television personality, and podcaster, best known for his portrayal of David Silver in the television series Beverly Hills
90210.
Yes, but he was also in Terminator, Freddy, Wedding Band, and Anger Management. But he was married to Megan Fox. Bro, this is the same. No wonder he got flame on.
That really is him.
Where is him, bro?
Nigga made that shit back in the 90s, dog.
Right. 1994. Yes. He made it.
Yes. And ended up with Megan Fox.
Bruh.
Flame on!
Flame on!
That man was a teenager, bruh.
Yeah. Yeah. He didn't even voice act as Johnny Storm. He just had to do him as a rapper.
Connected with somebody who let him do the song.
Yes. Yes, that let him bruh. Rap as
you
Johnny Storm, bruh.
Rap in 94, bruh. Nigga.
It was just on E 4 months ago.
I can't believe that's him, bro.
That's him, bro. Flame on, bro. American rapper. Bro. He got a new fan.
He looks like he would say that.
Bro, I'm finna go
tweet. Looks like he would say that shit, though.
Tweet this nigga now, bro.
Hey, bro, we found your secret.
Bro, I see how you got Megan Fox, bro. Flame on. Flame on. That is fucking crazy. Like you see a girl who's unique. It's a treat, cause she's sweet. And she really seems to knock you off your feet. You wanna say hey, but you don't. You don't. Your mom says tell her how you feel, but you won't. Cause you're just too cool to tell her truly. Get your feelings all getting unruly. Don't try to school me. So she passes you by in the hallway. You're staring at the wall, trying to play while I say that you're cool. What? Really cool, slick, just like ice. But she didn't realize you never get this chance twice. So you're busy playing cool, now she's gone. She's gone. Gone on to another while I sing my funky song. I never pass up a chance. I know the story seems long, but when I know the time is right for me and you, I just flame on. Flame on.
She called everyone. Don't panic. Flame on.
By the ass.
It don't matter. The leg. You, nigga, when you're fucking, what do you grab hold of?
Anything.
The legs.
Egg palm or head like a basketball.
Yeah, but the legs is right there. That's what you fucking with majority of the time.
My thing is, as a guy, bro, like, as a black guy specifically, bro, I always hear a lot of shit about, you know, about the ass, and it's always the ass, but no one gives legs. Like, just a nice set of legs. Unless they talking about Tina Turner, they don't talk about pretty
that's
legs
what I was
no
about
more.
About to say, because my parents will tell you that if you ask them, they'll tell you that it was Tina Turner. I was fixated on that woman when I was a child. Her and Chaka Khan. I used to go to sleep listening to Chaka Khan singing, and I'm still the same. I love her singing. And Tina Turner, I was obsessed with watching her. And my mom was like, I didn't know what it was. And then you said it once when you were little that you liked her legs, but she always had them shiny-ass legs, though. And now that I'm an adult, I love me some legs. And then, like you said, the features that you like are the whitest thing about you. I like eyes.
Yeah.
I like hair. Beyond the legs to the ass, then I like hair. I like the eyes. I like lips. Like,
bruh, eyes are part of the pretty face. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some nice.
You know what I really like on a girl?
You know, really what
she's got that little nose that goes up. It's not the pig nose that goes all the way up, but she's got the little nose that's got just that little curve that bink that goes up.
When it comes to these night dresses, to these gown dresses,
gowns,
to these,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? To them type of dresses, like Wednesday at the fucking party, kicking up like just her frame and looking good in the dress. And a lot of that be arms, cleavage, and one leg. You don't even get to see the other one. Just the one. And it just be something about the frame. I think it's just something about that silhouette.
That imagination.
Yeah,
you know what it is? It goes back to that Jessica Rabbit and fucking Cool World. The silhouette of seeing Hollywood and seeing the silhouette of Jessica Rabbit in a nightgown. But then you like, what's her name?
From what?
In the 80s, fucking ass, look crazy.
Katharine Hepburn.
Oh, Audrey Hepburn.
I don't know where I got Katharine Hepburn from.
Have you seen Sabrina? That's all I got. Sabrina.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She's got that old school Hollywood fucking Aquaman beauty to features. Her. Yeah. But then
you blow her and she gonna fucking fall.
Yeah, fall over. She's frail as shit. Yeah.
Like skinny, but you know, but pretty, and then the dress is just like, damn, she ain't had no ass. I know Audrey Hepburn ain't had no ass, but that was a face. It was just like, bro.
Yeah, she just looked nice when you dolled her up.
Demeanor. It was just like, bro.
And on the flip side, you had Marilyn Monroe. She was a curvaceous woman.
She was a dancer, so that was a degree to her. Like, yeah, bro, I'm telling you, dancers, people don't give dancers and track stars like the credit they deserve. And we talking about just regular women. We talking about just a regular woman who just she is natural. It's just
for sure, athletic woman.
It's a natural, beautiful thing. I'm talking about the women who just like, bro, I ain't taking for granted. I ain't got to buy this. I ain't got to get no BBL. I ain't got none of this shit.
I just naturally look like this.
Tina Turner's.
My genes gave me this.
Yeah, and it's a certain level of I ain't got to make.
Janet Jackson's.
I don't have to do anything to my body I don't want to do. Mm-hmm. This is me as is.
Right,
Glorillas.
Like, the only thing Janet did to make herself do anything when she got the nose surgery like Mike only because Mike told her it would help her singing, and then she just went in the gym because she wanted to keep that fucking.
She was a dancer though.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Dancers, and it's not this. I'm
just like Sierra.
Bro, what I'm saying is, like, I've been a volleyball player, a dancer, and track runner. Like, I'm just saying, bro. Like,
volleyball is my favorite
combination,
sport.
That combination amongst when we get to talking about the strippers, the squirters, and the twerkers don't get brought up. Like, motherfuckers don't give the volleyball girls, they don't give the track girls, and they don't give the dance girls the credit that they deserve because it ain't about it, ass, it's the legs. And niggas don't care about legs. And that's awesome. And motherfuckers don't be talking about legs. I'm like, nah, bro, she got some great legs.
Play softball. Because the legs usually in the black people's community translates.
She can run away from my. She can run out my life.
No, to the ass.
She yeah, no, they. The yeah, she no, got the some thighs legs. And ass yeah, is yeah. combined. Like thighs, hips, ass. That's all ass.
That's all
they
one thing.
Yeah, that's all ass. They don't look at that. Like
I'm gonna tell you, I hate it.
Unless you're tall, that's it.
I had no school spirit. But I was at every single volleyball game. Every single one.
This is some more Wednesday shit. I gotta circle back to Wednesday. Have y'all seen the Woe Is Me crowd on Twitter?
The Black Wednesday?
Oh, yeah.
The girl of woe. Mad because when we dance like that at parties, like, people pick on us and bully us, but y'all love what Wednesday do. I was like, shut the fuck up, man.
Hell yeah, shut up, bitch.
Shut the fuck up, man.
Y'all like, don't dance like that.
Like, you can't dance. Like,
right, exactly. When you do that shit, you look weird and you're not making it fun. She is genuinely doing her.
Like, bro, you like
y'all doing TikTok dances.
No, it's just
like, No.
It's just like, bro, they dolled up a really pretty girl that's supposed to be playing an outcast. Regardless of how Wednesday character is on the show, everyone has unanimously
agreed
that she is very attractive. Like, she's extremely attractive. Everyone's like, wow, I've never seen a girl like this. Seen her mom, like, boy, Morticia's a baddie. Of course her daughter a baddie too. Everybody's like, oh, who gonna get the baddie? I got a bad the baddie. But I mean, you know, in school, y'all ain't socially the center of attention. That's why that shit works like that, because they made the goth girl the cheerleader.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? But in real life, like, y'all, you know, if you really about that life, you really don't give a fuck about it. And when it comes to the bullying, you would never do what Wednesday would do should you been bullied.
All the way in high school. Her name is She probably would never hear this, but that was the first goth girl I had a crush on that I actually was able to interact with. It wasn't, I didn't never get to address the fact that I had a crush on her, but I was able to interact with her.
Why did he run away from the ball like that?
Because Wednesday Addams, she unlocked that shit in my mind, Christina Ricci, which is why she's just gonna forever be, I'll risk it all for her to the end of time. If I ever get to celebrity status where I'm in the room with her and I gotta go behind the red door,
she's gonna be your Mariah Carey.
Yeah, she'd be my Mariah Carey. Hell yeah.
Shout out to Matt Cannon over here.
You know what I'm saying? That would be the one.
Nah, Christina Ricci's gorgeous.
Hell yeah, man.
Like, she still look good. Honestly, bro, I feel like Christina Ricci, like, the older she got, the better she started looking.
Because
she was always pretty, but the older she got, but her look just she ain't peaked yet. I was like, bro, Christina Ricci still looks gorgeous. When
I saw her in that Emily Borden movie, I was like, yeah, you chopped up your parents and your family and shit, but God, oh, shorty.
Chopped.
You know what, mate?
Yeah, you chopped me, shorty.
Crazy thing is, like, I saw X this year, you know, and Jenna Ortega's in that too.
Who plays the pure girl in that movie?
I was fucked up. Hey, old buddy, what hurt, bro? I can't even blame the nigga, bro. Like, so you got your girlfriend is this bad? You got this,
I felt his pain so bad, though.
Bro. So she wanna fuck Kid Cudi, and you like, bro, why you wanna fuck Kid Cudi?
Up to this point, me and you been the team. We've been making the movie. We've been filming it. We're the production.
And you my girl,
right? We're the production duo. What are you doing, Sean? Well, if she's gonna do it, I wanna do it.
And she wanna be like, no, you can't be in it.
You don't wanna be in the movie. You letting him convince you you wanna be in it.
And
like,
I get,
yeah, but I wanna do it. No, you don't.
Shout out, I get it. It's your body. It's your choice. You can do what the fuck you want to do.
You don't want to do this.
No, it's just like, shout out, this will not serve to the movie like you. This will not serve to the movie like you think it will serve to the movie.
He's thinking about the bottom line for the dollar. It ain't about you at this point. He don't care.
It's fuck up. This fucks up the dynamic. This fucks up y'all whole relationship. You can't just. You just can't really like do that. You know what I'm saying? But
he's got to sit there and watch this shit go down.
I did see Intergalactic recently. Kid Cudi CGI
was
movie.
So good.
It was a good
one. You talking about
that? No. You know what? I would like a series like that. I would like that as a series. Because as a movie, I ain't going to lie to you. Ultimately, as a movie, like the beginning of it, the way they tread the entire story, and then when the climax is 30 minutes before it go off, in the sense of like,
they just should have interstellared that shit, bruh. That's Interstellar 5555 would have been great as a series, but they portrayed it as music videos and then told you, hey, man, there's more to it. There's an actual movie of that shit. If that's what Kid Cudi would have done and taken the Daft Punk approach for that, it would have served it better.
I like the movie being it, because I like Timothy Clamley in it, Jaden Smith in it. I like the Hey, I like the Macaulay Culkin's in it. Like, I like the cast of people who was in this movie. I thought it was a dope ass cast of people. And
just the fact that he was able to reach out and be like, "Hey, I'm working on this thing, and do you want to do it?" And they said, "Hell yeah!"
And the story. And then it was just kind of like a little messy interaction with your ex. You know, shit getting misconstrued. Shout out to Ty Dolla $ign. He's one of my favorite R&B singers.
Dolla $ign.
And I liked everybody's character and their interaction. A series, I think that would work. Like, do what y'all did with Neo Yokio with that, bro. Give me that as a series. Neo Yokio could have just been a movie. But the series was just, it was kind of like that, we gonna let you try to make an anime, and I appreciate the attempt. But ultimately, the aesthetic, the story was cool. It was just a bite of a bunch of other stuff. But aesthetically, I feel like it checked the boxes enough, but I feel like Kid Cudi's on another level because now Netflix. Because now Netflix is fucking with the CGI.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that type of series works for Netflix because they always gonna CGI. They're like, bro, what you gonna get? All the studios that's doing stuff for us gonna use this CGI stuff to make their content in some way. It's gonna be incorporated in how they do it because that's just what we do. I don't like that because I would like it to be more fluid. But then they give me something like Romantic Killer, and I'm like, okay, regular anime, but I have my gripe about that because of the aesthetic. I was like, well, this is, you know, not distinctive enough, but it was a great story. But I felt the aesthetic was lacking. It was just like, it kind of looks like how to draw manga type-ish.
Yeah.
But anyway, man, shout out to Netflix, shout out to Kid Cudi. That Intergalactic story was the dope. Music was dope. I like it was music from his past albums and from his current album. I thought the choices of music were dope. It was a nice story that anybody could relate to.
I want
to
see something.
Yeah.
I want to see Kid Cudi in the future when he's able to combine his musical vision and his visual visions. Like, I hope they give that man an avenue to be able to do stuff, more stuff like this.
Yeah.
Because I would like for his videos to be like that. And even if he wants to do independent projects, I want him to be able to get his vision across. If it's something like that, I really want more of that.
Yeah, I do too. I would watch this every day. Shout out to Rose. She recommended it to me. She was like, you seen the new Kid Cudi movie? I was like, no. She was like, you need to watch it. Watch it tonight.
As a matter of fact, I mentioned it on the podcast before she did.
Yeah, but it's one of them things like, I guess with the content that was out, I just put it in my queue, but never started it. Mm-hmm. So it was already sitting in my queue. So when she just kind of was just like, watch that tonight in her Puerto Rican excitement.
Yeah, because usually, like, especially when Rose say something, you know you should probably watch that shit.
Yeah, she was just like, no, you'll love it. Watch it. And I watched it. I woke up in the morning, watched it, loved it. Like, I was like, oh, shit, this is good. I started my day to it. You know what I'm saying? I would love that to be a series. I would love that to be a series. I've been killing a lot of Netflix content recently. Now that I'm thinking about it, like, most of the stuff I've been consuming has been Netflix material. Aside from, you know, the anime I keep up with, like, weekly, and or end it. Still in shock. Shada really just, apparently she dropped the F-bomb. The recording later she dropped the F-bomb. They made him cut it. Yeah, apparently her speech was worse. Because she got a speech to motivate them people to rebel. Apparently, there was a R-rated version of her voice where she really said, fuck the Empire. Like, Disney was like, no.
Yeah, we like that, but we're not going to say that. It's that shit.
Star Wars is not getting its first F-bomb, and you're not the one that's
going to Yeah, they going to get F-bomb it, but it won't be
Disney
here.
Disney's not going to be from right. Star Wars.
It's
going to be from Marvel.
I mean, there's some F-bombs already there.
And they say
Deadpool's
shit.
On there already.
They
so.
Say shit. So I'm just like, I mean, even that with words in the movies, I'm like, all right, I get it. But
shit, bro, you die there and you get made into a brick that's part of the city, bro. Like, that's some honorable shit, dog.
Yeah, that's how they do it. They cremate you, make you into a brick. And
this
they gotta
is a spoiler
just,
for the show, but I mean.
Yeah, they got to find a wall to put you on. And depending
you don't even have to be on like no wall like that. You could be like a brick in the road, a brick in the wall on one.
But that's
of
what, yeah. But I'm just saying, like they
part of the city.
Depending on what you did, bro. It's certain places that they gonna want to put your brick. It's like everybody ain't gonna get drove on. It's just like nah, bro. It's like
motherfucker is honorable.
We ain't got a wall. We ain't got a wall worthy of this person's brick.
Right.
Like we got.
We just gotta keep you sitting over here.
Yeah.
Like, your brick got used to smack this motherfucker down like. She's gonna have to go somewhere special.
I thought that was the greatest thing. The fact that, like, her brick was like, y'all just gonna ignore her brick because they just left the brick in the road and shit. Mm-hmm. Like, so when the motherfucker threw the brick, I was like,
yeah, you part of the start of the revolution.
They threw the
she
brick.
She is the spark, bro. Like, fuck you, bam. Like, hell.
For somebody to turn you into a brick and use that brick and hit the
kicked over emo, dog.
That's the coolest shit. They turned you into a, like, bro, that's like.
That's what, like, when you die on the planet where Cassian's from.
Bro, mix me with gunpowder.
They mix your ashes into.
Guns.
The clay to make brick.
Of course, I know you put your ashes in the gunpowder and just, like, bro, make me a case.
You want to be discharged.
Make me a case. Yeah. And fuck these motherfuckers up.
In the face.
Well, she got used in a similar capacity.
It's going to be ammo, man.
Yeah. Right.
Somebody gonna shoot you with a demon gun.
Galactically known as Ammo Man.
Ammo Man. His soul gets fused into bullets, and the gun shoots it, fuses with a demon.
Now he got and the werewolf come out.
No matter what gun you pick up, you always got infinite ammo.
Then the werewolf come out, ammo. And then I want to be a vampire.
Nah, nah, nah. The ammo. Nah, nah. You get for every sperm you got.
That's how many bullets you got.
That's your grain. They're like grain. They're like grains of your ammunition.
Oh,
ammunition
man.
Is grains. Like so, basically, like the same way sex would be. You shoot a big ass shot, nigga. You might be a while before you can shoot that shoot again. Just like, bro, that shot can create. Like,
I gotta reload, bro.
But hey, as the old church lady once said, I brought you into this world. I can take you out of it. So
there you go.
Hey, Ammo Man.
Yeah, Andor was a good one.
His name is Cum Crowder.
Oh man, Cum Crowder.
Cum Crowder. Mm-hmm. Full name is Camarcus.
Camarcus Crowder.
Camarcus Crowder.
Oh man, that's a good one.
Well, speaking of Disney, all right. So I got this. Disney explains their partnership with Japan, Koshinda. I mean, Kodansha.
Or Asia, basically, not necessarily strictly Japan.
More anime original exclusives. This was at the APAC showcase.
They even included Australia in it, so it's strictly like Pacific.
Pacific, bro. That's the whole thing. APAC. Like, yeah, that's a Pacific organization. That is not us.
So,
like I said, Bleach.
It's going to be anime.
This is my thing. Bleach. What happened with Bleach? I'm saying, all right, so they got this partnership. They're going to produce original shows. A week before Bleach came out, they took off all the episodes off of Hulu.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a week, but people eventually noticed, like, hey, Bleach is going off a streaming service. Netflix ain't got it no more. Like, where can we watch Bleach? No one knew they could watch Bleach because Disney owned it and they put it in the U.S. And then right before the Thousand Year Blood War comes out, they put it back out on Hulu. So, but not, I don't know if the past seasons are out, but I know this current, this current arc of Bleach is out, you know, and, right. You know, English, you know, Japanese, like, however you want to watch it, for the most part. But no, man, was what Disney's doing, I think you will get, like, anime that they pay for. The question is how they're going to more or less display it in America. Because they've yet to put, outside the Star Wars visions, they've yet to really put anything on Disney Plus. And I don't think they're going to explore themes that you can't.
Yeah, and that Grogu Studio Ghibli thing is only like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
It's a short. I thought it was going to be like at least a little 45-minute feature. It's a short.
Yeah. And it's like an easy little short. It's like, oh, okay. It's a cute little, you know, you just put it together.
Little episode of fucking Groot. Not even that long, because Groot's like 15 minutes.
Yeah, so it's but I don't know. With what they got going on, I think you'll definitely, like Ocean said, I do agree at some point Disney is going to acquire these properties and
certain ones that we can get.
Yeah, to showcase them. I think they're going to double and dabble in that market, and they're going to display works. How they do it in the U.S., I'm not sold that Disney Plus is the appropriate destination for such a collection of shows. But it could be. I just, at today, I mean, at this
if they
time,
just if they just add an anime section
to Disney Plus,
then I could see that. But because I don't see them within the umbrella of the distribution families they got. I don't see them trying to come out with a new hub for all their anime content.
Yeah.
I could see them making a specific Disney anime niche category.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just going to be whatever is like.
And it keeps it from being Disney. When you get different studios to just do work for you, and all you do is co-sign, the same way we kind of look at Netflix anime, we'll start to look at a Disney Plus anime. Right.
And they don't want to do that. They don't want to have Disney anime. They don't want that.
Yeah.
Because Disney is already known for having their own animation style. They don't want to go down as being, oh, yeah, we got our own Disney anime, too, now. But like, now they don't want to do that.
Yeah, so they got relationships with
that shit coming.
Separate studios.
No, that's what we're talking about. What they're going to do to make sure they can have anime on Disney Plus, they're going to take the steps to not create Disney anime.
And
they're gonna let these studios make their shit, and then it's like,
I don't think it's gonna be a Mickey Mouse anime ever, but there's definitely gonna be some anime.
Oh, no, don't say that, because they already unwillingly gave the rights, lended the rights to Square Enix when they made Kingdom Hearts.
I think that is going to be
that's the only reason why Kingdom Hearts ain't came out with no animation yet.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I think that's the defining point in this. I think by outsourcing and saying, hey, this isn't a collaboration, so we're clear, this is a for hire situation.
Yes, we want you guys to create this particular anime story.
How much does it cost? Like, you make it, I buy it.
That's it.
You make it, I buy it.
You're not putting any of our Disney folk in it. This is your shit.
Yeah. Like, you can have it back. And it was just like, bro, we'll negotiate if I ever want to give you this back. But for the time being, I am paying you X amount of dollars.
To make that shit for us.
To make it specifically over for here. You know what I'm saying? And I think, that why wouldn't they outsource? But my question is, like, of course, it's still going to always land on how you
market it.
Yeah, because Bleach, because you could have just as easily, Bleach is the great first, that to me, that was the perfect anime to start this whole shit with. If you took it from Netflix, so now that you own Bleach, honestly, if you were gonna do it, I feel like Bleach, Thousand Year Blood, would have been the perfect anime to put on Disney Plus to kick the whole thing off. So I really don't feel,
you know, everybody was anticipating it and they just wanted to watch it wherever they could.
Yeah, you could have forced their hand like that, but I feel like Hulu was the appropriate move. So my thing is, if Hulu is gonna always need to make sense, what, bruh, either you gonna put it on Hulu or you gonna put it on Disney Plus. Where you gonna put it? Cause don't be, oh, I'm gonna put this anime gonna come to Disney Plus, this anime gonna come to Hulu. That's fucked up. At that point, you double dipping and I'm pissed the fuck off. That's right, what I wanna avoid.
You guys own both of them, so
it's just like, bruh,
you gonna get paid regardless.
It's just like, put them on both. Like, bruh,
they gonna have to put them on
both. Put them on both. That's my whole point to the situation.
Hulu, because Hulu's a platform that's,
unless they do it age restriction wise, like this one's for kids, this one's more adult, so we have to put it here. Because you got to remember, we don't have
the
Disney stars here.
Yeah,
we don't have Disney stars here.
But I feel like that's only a matter of time. I feel like it's more or less what they do overseas is test out how this is going to be. Because, like, y'all,
that's only because they don't have the FCC over there. Like, they're censoring.
They have in China. They have. It's not, they don't have an FCC, but China's overreach government, they're, how they view things is, they pretty ironclad with this shit. Like, you just can't put any and everything on there.
Yeah, that's why they didn't even worry about trying to do that.
Y'all brought up a point before.
Damn.
Because you got to remember, a lot of these Marvel movies ain't coming out overseas for one scene, bruh.
Yeah. Fuck, y'all brought up a point before. I forgot what it was. It'll come back to me.
Yeah, I mean, internationally, it's a good call. Like, I tell you, tomorrow I am going to see the Quintessential Quintuplets movie because I really love that show. That's one of my favorite.
I think you like the other one.
No. It's a slice of life. It's Seki. Not a sec. It's a slice of life harem. Yeah, let me get one. Don't matter.
Japanese, man.
It's a harem-ish show where a guy gets a job as a tutor, and he gets to tutor these five quintuplets. But in order to even, like, tutor them, like, they like, bro, at the very minimum, you got to be able to tell us apart because, nigga, like, we ain't finna be out here, like, reminding you who is who. That shit is annoying. Like, at the very minimum, you got to remember who is who. In the process of getting to know each girl, sparks fly, right? And between us, like, bro, I came to do a job. I didn't come to get a girlfriend. But at the same time, you know, maybe one of y'all is my long lost friend from when I was a child that I remember that I said I promised to marry. And I'm like, I eat this shit up every fucking time.
You told me, was another anime you told me about that had a similar
Crunchyroll. It's a popular
that's
thing.
So like, man, I see what this motherfucker be watching, man. I be like,
so because of that, but no. I appreciate Crunchyroll with the movie. Like, the movie just came out not too long ago. I appreciate Crunchyroll rolling that movie out in the States, and I didn't have to go to Atlanta. I didn't have to drive 2 hours to go and watch it. It's literally right up the road in my backyard, just showing Sunday. Like, you know what, Sunday, that's when I got time to watch it. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go. So it's like one of those things where it's like, damn, I'm glad that you can catch an anime, yeah, even if it's not the most popular franchise, it still came to the theater because I was like, whoa, this makes sense to come on Crunchyroll, but I can actually go to the movies and watch this? Yeah. No, you have to go to the movies and watch it. I'm like, oh, wow. So it's either wait for it to come on Crunchyroll or go watch it this weekend. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go watch it this weekend.
Are you going
to
see Glass Onion?
Absolutely, man. Knives Out, like, bro, you know Knives Out. The Knives Out review is one of our biggest episodes because that's a very popular movie, and we reviewed it so well.
And that's what I meant to talk about last week when I was talking about the murder mystery type of things. Glass Onion is a show that, or a movie that, if it does well, it'll bring in that, they're going to bring in those type of movies.
Well, the first Knives Out was like,
then this one.
Yeah, the first Knives Out was like a big deal because it started Ana de Armas' career took off after like Knives Out. Knives Out was like Chris Evans being like, bro, this is my first movie that's not Captain America in a long motherfucking time. You know what I'm saying? It had a great cast. It was a great story.
Daniel Craig was not James Bond.
I get to be Southern. I get to be a Southern white guy. You know, it was
still a detective, but I'm not James Bond in this bitch.
Come on, man. Bro, I'm Fox Blunt. That's all I'm saying, bro. I'm Fox Blunt. Y'all know I love Knives Out. So, of course, I'm watching Glass Onion, man.
Oh, that's where Fox Blunt's come from?
Mm-hmm. And what was her name? From Halloween. The lady. Jamie Lee Curtis.
That's Jamie Lee Curtis.
Judd Apatow? Hell no. He's the comedic director.
Of the wow.
Chacarone. Hey, Chacarone.
What else about Knives Out, though? Because this one is different than the first movie. This one is like all these people got invited to a party or something, but they all have an underlying something to them that brought them all there.
Something like that. I'm excited because we get this next week. Well, no, we get this, man, that shit ain't up, man. Y'all tripping.
I mean, it's leaked online already.
I thought Glass Onion was...
Yeah, it's out.
Yeah, November 20th.
That's coming straight to Netflix.
Oh, it's in the movie theater.
Mm-hmm. And Select, like, it's like they had the screening. Yeah, it's coming to Netflix December 23rd. From the end of the month.
During the pandemic. Okay. It was here.
The pandemic.
Billionaire Biles Braun, owner of a technology company, Alpha Industries, hosts a murder mystery party at his mansion, The Glass Onion, on his private island. He invites his closest friends, the Alpha head of scientists, Lionel Toussaint, the Connecticut governor, Claire DeBella, the fashion designer Bernie J, streamer Duke Cody, and Braun's former business partner Cassandra, Andy Brand, Bertie's assistant, something girlfriend Whiskey, and the famed detective, Benoit Blanc.
Mm-hmm.
Also arrive. Miles informs Blanc that he has not sent him an invitation, but allows Blanc to stay anyway.
Motherfucker said he forgot his accent.
Oh, okay. So, wait. Blanc is hired.
Bro, you gonna spoil the movie for yourself. You keep reading.
No, because this is just the plot. It's telling what the movie is about, not what's happening.
Nah, I ain't reading nothing else.
Okay, days prior. But, no, what I saw was this here. He developed a dangerous hydrogen-based alternative fuel. That's where I was going to stop at because...
That really happened.
It exists. And every time somebody creates...
They kill him.
Hydrogen-based... Yeah, they kill that motherfucker, dog. There's like three motherfuckers that have come out since the 90s that said, hey, we can make water-based cars. We got hydrogen-based cars. I can get your car running.
The most recent one was the African student, wasn't it?
Bruh, them folks...
Yes, and they disappear or fucking die.
He fell off a building.
Yeah. Bruh,
them folks from Shell. You think Shell and Exxon ain't sending motherfuckers out? You think they ain't got... Bruh, you think...
All the men in black ain't from the CIA, though.
You think they got Saudi hitters on call? I'm just saying, bro.
It ain't about the Saudis, bro. They don't want to have the oil just as much as we do. Bro, you keep thinking oil is what they told you in science class, bro. Oil regenerates itself every like 3 to 5 years. Oil is not just fossil fuel from dinosaurs back in the day, dog. No. That is a living, organic, viscous fluid that somehow just regenerates in the earth and you can burn it for energy.
It blood, shoulder.
Yeah, it's earth blood. That, you know what? You're right. It is earth blood. Oil is earth blood.
It's dinosaur blood.
Well, that too. It's living maybe. Organic matter that got broke down.
I mean, because you don't have
humans.
I feel like you could teach. I feel like you could probably teach this to a damn 10, 11, 12.
No, nigga, it's a dude in Las Vegas that came out with a.
No.
The cheap end, it was $10,000.
No,
what I'm
No, what I'm talking about is like a 10, 11, 12 year old, like really getting into, like, all right, man, before I can get you to understand any practical, real fucking science, you got here in the car, didn't you? Here in the bus, didn't you? All right, look, we're going to talk about this.
Gas and what makes the bus go.
Earth blood.
And a lot of times we get into combustion and we stop there. Every time I can remember back in school when we did discuss it, we got into physics and we got into combustion. We never, like, even in chemistry, we didn't dive deep into it because, honestly, we just pointed to the periodic table and moved on to the next thing. We didn't.
At that point, science was super secretive about everything. Like, oh, no, we're not fucking with plutonium. That's dangerous.
Superman.
It's radioactive. Like, hell no. We're not trying to figure out how to use plutonium or uranium to make nuclear things that will work forever. Nuclear fission was a far, 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 far in the future thing. Like, that was going to be the utopia of the future in 3089. Like, we can go from planet to planet in an instant because we all have fucking Dyson spheres made around, like, artificial suns that we can all... That was nuclear fission. It was a wholesome, far-fetched thing.
The crazy thing is oil changed everything, and we talk about...
So much money can be made off of it.
Because we talk about the bravery and the resilience of the industrial age. A lot of times when it comes to... And then it's like every time we really dive into some scientific, like,
big discovery... You see how they push diesel to the side and they push steam to the side?
Yeah, because a lot of shit come back to Edison, and then you get locked into a morality conversation
Edison was
about...
A thieving bitch.
You know what I'm saying? And then it's
Tesla.
And then you get into all the conspiracies. Then you get the big...
It ain't no conspiracy.
No.
Tesla.
Then I'm saying...
What's that nigga?
No, I'm saying it is a conspiracy. Because it's the definition of this thing that you can read about, this thing that you can go and look and see newspaper articles
about. A conspiracy is defined as a planned, you know, event or whatever that... functions in that way, which is what it was. Thomas Edison had this factory of motherfuckers who invented shit. He was like, yo, that's cool, I'm gonna put my name on that. That's cool, I'm gonna put my name on that. But that's also cool, but the government said we can't have it, so I'm gonna put my name on it and I'm gonna kill you so nobody will see it.
It was Christopher Columbus.
Cook, show.
All over. That's all it was. It was the same thing with Christopher Columbus with Thomas Edison. And that reverence despite the actual nature of what actually happened.
Like, I didn't discover America. It was already here and people lived here already.
But I was the
first person to go back and say, hey, there's people here. We need to take that shit over.
So yeah, we end up like taking all these side ventures when it comes to actually locking in and staying on a consistent thought. Because even through school, the way the curriculum... I thought about something watching Abbott Elementary this week because... And Abbott this week, what's her name? Katrina Burns. What's her character?
Jenna.
Jenna had main food character. Poison. Jenna got sick. She got food poisoning. So the principal had to like be her substitute.
How did she get food poisoning?
But because the principal, you know, shot and left her egg, like her fucking tuna sandwich on the window. And she let the sun heat it up and she ate it. Try to be fried from Futurama. But
right, like that is, you're not gonna get stomach worms. That's gonna give you superpowers.
She takes over the class, and what she comes to realize is she was just like, I know I gotta govern y'all because I'm the principal, but this teaching shit, like, it should be as simple as I think it is. Like, I'm an educator too. In fact,
hell,
you are an educator, but you ain't in the trenches.
Yeah, you're a principal. You have moved up the ranks.
Since she wasn't in the trenches, she didn't understand. Like, okay, how can I govern these children to act accordingly? And she just wanted to do what she wanted. And they were like, you know, someone had to come and explain to him. It's like, look, we make a curriculum and it's a routine. This shit got to be done every day in order to, like, psychologically
condition them
to want to be in the practice of learning. Like, I just can't come in and say, sit down. I got to do a bunch of I got to give these kids, like, dozens of microaggressions in order to, get them to sit up straight.
Consistent suggestions, a consistent subconscious suggestion.
And it's,
try saying all that shit.
And honestly, I felt like even with me not being a teacher, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like when she explained it like that, even I was taken aback in the sense of like, oh man, you know, teaching is an important thing, which I always felt like it is, but it's just like the work that goes into the curriculum is something I never thought of. It's just, I can always tell you some shit I feel like kids need to know, but I'm not the one who understands how complicated and challenging
trying to be a
teacher. Yeah, a curriculum can be. You like managing the curriculum and giving it to children.
Even having two parents who were teachers, that shit was crazy. Like,
yeah.
Watching my mom in the summertime, she used to have to write out her lesson plan and that. You remember back in
school,
you remember too, that big ass notebook.
Mm-hmm. Binder.
That had the whole lesson plan in it and all that shit. She used to have to do that.
I used to hide that shit from my teacher.
Bruh. See, I don't fuck with none of that because both my parents were teachers. See, you were the motherfucker that I would not have liked in school and I wouldn't have hung out with you because, like, yo, my mama do too much goddamn work for you to be fucking off in class. My dad was a band director. He had the easier side. But my mom was like one of them no-nonsense teachers. And even the hardest people in school respected her. Yeah. And that was like before I came into my own. That was how I even was able to move around in the streets before I came into my own. It's like, no, that's her son. You can't fuck with him like that. I was like, oh, okay, cool. So
yeah.
Then everybody was like, oh, okay, he's kind of cool on his own. He's not just here for that. Like, nah, okay.
They even come around and teach.
Yeah, hell no, bro.
Trying to teach.
No, nigga, I want to hip you to some shit, but you got the best weed right now, so right. I need
every
some of that.
Every nigga thought you was going to be Andre 3000. This nigga finna come up here and put you on game.
I tried that.
That'd be rude.
I tried that for a long time, and then motherfuckers didn't appreciate it, so I just stopped.
Nah, but you being the irreverent poet, like, just coming in and, you know what I'm saying? Like, nah.
Just drop knowledge and walk off. Like,
nah, because I try to think of our 90s selves. Like, if we were adults in our 90s, like, the 90s selves. And I always think you just go to watch a different world and pick a character.
I would have been super militant pro-black back then.
So you would have been nigga with the eyes and the dreads.
Yeah. Yeah, legit. That would have been me.
I was like, I know I would have been Dwayne Home, but I ain't gonna even front. I was just like, yeah, I probably would have been that nigga. I wasn't Dwayne. But the one, like, I asked,
right, but I'm smart, but I'm trying to get these bitches though.
I was just like, bro, I ain't Dwayne. Let me act like I'm Dwayne, bro. I'm just corny light skinned home, but I'm not as smooth as Dwayne. Despite my intentions of wanting to be that at 20, that ain't me.
Yeah, because I wouldn't have been Dwayne either.
I was like, I wouldn't have been Dwayne.
Only person I could relate to is Dwayne.
So it works out.
Yeah.
It works out, man. That's what
not that I couldn't relate to the other characters, but the only person, like, Dwayne. And Jasmine Guy's father was my aunt's pastor. Like, I met Jasmine Guy a couple times.
What's up? Nah, you know, I'm going to gravitate towards light-skinned nigga. That's just on principle. Like, the audacity.
On GP.
I'm just saying, bro. You know, the audacity of me. You know what I'm saying? It's like, nah, bro. You can't do that.
We can't go nowhere.